Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Four words that'll change your life. I do it anyways. Hired? I do it anyways. No support? I do it anyways.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Scared? I do it anyways. Afraid of failure? I do it anyways. Fear of rejection? I do it anyways. You don't build an amazing life by waiting for the perfect moment. You do it by showing up every day, regardless of how you feel, you do it anyways. That's how you win the game of life, with the mentality of I do it anyways.
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want, but in between where you are and what you want, there's a tremendous amount of stuff you got to change and do. But you do have a responsibility to do the work to change so that you can be the happy, fulfilled person that you were born to be.
There's a road to every place on this earth. You can become anything that is available on this earth. And it's like the pathway is it's your mind. Absolutely have to educate your mind. And the recognition that the only limits are your thoughts. If you think you're in a fucked up situation and you'll never get out, you're gonna make that true.
You cannot have success without suffering. You cannot have winning without effort and without dedication. Do you want to achieve success? You're gonna have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, empty bank accounts, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is pleasure. On the other side of pain is success.
You have 24 hours a day, and I have 24 hours a day. Yet the top 20% of every graduating class, the top 20% of every industry, the top 20% of every social grouping accomplish and achieve 80% of the rewards. Not because they have more talent, not because they have more skill, not because they have more ability or intelligence or education or opportunity or anything else. It's because they use their time better. Work hard when you work, control the sequence of events, and you can become anything that you want to become.
Darkness. The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you. Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light. You. Your will. Your determination. No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end. Because the darkness only wins if you let it. Do not let the darkness win. Fight. Fight on. To fight against the darkness is to win. So fight on.
It's time to change, and you know it. We've been this way for a while. We're set in our ways. We continue to be someone with a short fuse, someone who eats poorly, someone who can't stick to an exercise routine, who has a mean streak, who is too timid. Maybe you don't like to try very hard, or you don't think you're good enough. And how is that working out for you? Why do you keep going down a road that leads to nowhere? This is the definition of insanity, they say. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. There's nothing sadder than a person who can't grow, who can't turn over a new leaf, who cannot take a leap of faith forward into the dark. You've got to be willing to change. You must change. You must get better. Not later, not eventually, but now. And what if this year, what if 2025 could be the year you lived up to your potential? How would that compound in the years to come?
Look, winning is easy. Winning is easy. High fives all around, up on the podium, hands in the air, that's easy. Walking back to the locker room alone, that's a challenge. When you have put in so much effort, when you have trained for hours and hours and hours, and you have sacrificed so much, it's actually a beautiful thing when that happens, because now you get the real test. I know it's terrible. I know it hurts, but it's a beautiful thing, because that is where the real growth begins.
This is not who you are, and you know that. You know that. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And it's not even like you want anyone to pity you, because then you just feel like a charity case, something to feel sorry for. And remember where you're going. We will not stop until we get there.
Stop sitting around waiting for the perfect opportunity. While you're sitting on your hands waiting for the spotlight to shine down on that one golden opportunity, you are missing hundreds and hundreds of opportunities to become better every single day. You think the path is just going to light up beneath your feet and God is going to come down and say, "Here it is, my child, your one golden opportunity to be the person you want to be." That's not how it works. In reality, when you get knocked on your ass, that is your opportunity to build resilience. When you feel weak, that is your opportunity to become strong. When you see a problem in the world, that is your opportunity to become the person that people can rely on to fix it. Where would you be if you seized every single one of these opportunities that were presented to you? Who would you become? You would most likely become exactly who you're meant to be.
This isn't a part-time gig. This isn't punch the clock and go home for the day. You don't get weekends off. No. Here, there's no such thing as a weekend. This is an everyday gig. Every day is a Monday. And you might not like that. Me, I love it. To me, every day is a beginning, a new day, a new week, a new shot at life, an opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I'm the aggressor. I'm on the attack. And of course, I will get tired. I will get beat up. I'll get knocked down and drained, and I will have some bad days. But I will not stop.
The difficulty of the path that you're on is the very thing that gives it value. The harder it feels right now, the more valuable it is likely going to be on the other side of that thing. So next time you tell yourself that this is hard, tell yourself, good.
Can do. All it takes is determination. You'll get your chance. Sometimes it doesn't come as quick as you'd like, and there's a lot of hurdles, but you will get there. You have to believe in that. I fear no man. No man can hold me down.
Don't go back. The brain protects you. But it protects you so much, it doesn't allow growth. So the brain is an amazing thing, but the brain controls you. You must control it. You must take power over your own mind, or your mind will guide you into all the soft spots, soft places that your brain wants to live in. This is where I want to stay. I'm peaceful. It wants to stay very peaceful and away from scarring.
So we're training here tomorrow, 5 a.m.
Nah, I got other plans.
You mean you want to go to Philly?
No. Listen, you want to change things in a big way, and you need to make some big changes.
It gets easier.
Huh?
Every day it gets a little easier.
Yeah?
But you gotta do it every day. That's the hard part. But it does get easier.
Yeah, ambition is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because it gives you that drive, it gives you that push, that oomph that you need in order to take those first steps, which are the hardest whenever you're pursuing something ambitious or difficult to obtain. So it's good in that sense, but it also never ends. Like, I find that as I accomplish more things and reach new milestones, I find myself to never be satisfied. If you don't have that ambitious drive, that almost like you can't think totally logically. If you thought completely logically, what's the most likely outcome? You wouldn't get past step three, you know, like, and there's a gazillion steps that come after that that you need to do. So there's part of you that needs to have that in order to pursue this kind of life, to keep reaching new heights and really remove any limits that you might've had on yourself.
I think that the people that are on, that are discovering how to unleash their greatness are people who have the mental resiliency yeah. and the courage to face failure, that you will fail your way to greatness. That most people allow their fear of failure, 80% allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed. When you're willing to fail again and again and again, when you make up your mind to become unstoppable, when you make up your mind to become a no matter what person, then that will then give birth to a part of yourself that you don't know right now.
Success is built in the shadows. It's the early mornings, late nights, and the hours of grind nobody claps for. The boring, repetitive, unglamorous work that others skip. While they're talking about goals, you're chasing them down. Do what's necessary, not what's noticed. The results people envy come from the sacrifices they'll never see. The big win doesn't just show up. It's earned in the deathly silence. Put your head down, do the fucking work, and emerge from the shadows with a story worth telling.
Keep on trying to quiet your mind, and I'll keep on hoping that it never works for you. The titleless mind is a heavy burden, but you know what we call the people who bear the most? The strongest. That mind ought to never stop racing, because this world is full of people whose minds stand still.
I know we've had some difficult times lately. We've had to struggle just to get by. But it's nothing to be ashamed of. There is a simple honor in poverty.
There's no honor for me without the Avatar.
Zukor, even if you did capture the Avatar, I'm not so sure it would solve our problems. Not now.
and there is no hope at all.
Nozuko, you must never give in to despair. Allow yourself to slip down that road, and you surrender to your lowest instincts. In the darkest times, hope is something you give yourself.
And you will get there, man. I promise you. The journey may seem long, and there really is no end to this, you know? Like, I think the purpose in life, the thing that we're all after, is to reach our full capabilities in mind, body, and spirit. And what that looks like for each individual will be different, you know? But at the end of the day, the fulfillment we get is through improvement, it's through progression. That's why a trophy has no value unless you had to work for it, unless you had to compete for it.
It's no hardening without pain. But in the first moment where you hit the pain and you run away from it, then you're never going to get hard. You can look deeply into the mirror and see who you are. I think many people can't do it. Because then everything comes up. This face, these eyes, they show everything. Nothing is forgotten. You lie to yourself, you won't progress.
I would say make a resolution to be a better person now. Make it a resolution of discipline to get better, smarter, faster, stronger, healthier, more productive, less agitated, to eat cleaner, live more, to go and do. Do all those things. But don't do them on New Year's Eve. Don't do them on New Year's Day. Do them now. That resolution of discipline to work and follow through and maintain your will, that'll result in the freedom that you're looking for. Yes, you heard it once again. Discipline equals freedom.
I would have to tell myself, you don't need more sleep. You just need a better reason to get out of bed. And so I think the point isn't to avoid suffering. It's to find something worth suffering for. Because no one gets to the end of their life and says, I wish I'd played it safe. You're going to die. And I think it's just about how hard you're willing to fight to not let your dreams die with you.
You choose to see the events of life, neither good nor bad, just objective, just reality. Yes, that's part one. But part two is the most important. It's the making them good. It's seeing it not just as new, but as a new opportunity, and then making good on it. As Stockdale said, making it something that in retrospect, you'd never have traded away.
You know, there's countless stories out there of people that that hit failure over and over again. And I bring that up because that's what creates the want, the desire, the demand for something to change. That gives you a directional path. So when you're on that sailboat out at sea, you know how to take the wind coming at you into your favor to sail in the direction you want. But you're not sailing into some harbor at a known point. No, you're going to sail down uncharted waters. Why? Because those uncharted waters lead to undreamt shores of possibilities.
The word is inertia. In this word, the definition is a tendency to do nothing or remain unchanged. Is a property of matter by which it continues in its existing state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line unless that state is changed by external forces. So this is us. This is our lives. If we don't make an effort, if we don't apply force, we don't change. Our lives will just continue as they are. That's what we're up against. And it's not easy.
We
we put off everything for the future that already belongs to us. And misery holds on to few, but many hold on to misery. Our ancient Stoic friend Seneca calls us out once again on some tough love, telling us and reminding us really that everything that we resent in our daily lives, in our past, in our present, and everything that we already resent that we think is coming up in our future is really self-inflicted, self-imposed, and that we just pursue misery when we think that we're pursuing happiness.
It says, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that went into the storm. That is what the storm is all about. In other words, how we use this free time, right? How we use this situation, how we use this tool of adversity to become better fathers, better husbands, better mothers, better spouses, better team members. And so I have to pose the question to you, why do you really do what you do and where is it taking you? Right? What's the GPS that's on the end of your decisions and your choices every single day? Have you just made this situation about you, or have you used this situation to become a better individual in several aspects and phases of your life? Right? Like, I'm a firm believer in this, man. Like, in life, we don't burn out because of what we do. We burn out because life makes us forget why we do it. And so the question remains, right? Why do you do what you do, and where does it take you? Most importantly, when it's all said and done, when the clock stops, when you come out of this situation, I firmly believe it's about two things. It's about who you become, and it's about what you give. And every single day, you can become somebody better, but most importantly, you can give something greater to this situation and to this thing called life.
When I was 10 years old, Pop said to me, "Son, it's a truly lucky man who knows what he wants to do in this world, because that man will never work a day in his life. But there are a few, precious few, and hell, I don't know if they're lucky or not, but there are a few people who find something they have to do. Some obsesses them. Some, if they can't do it, gonna drive them clean out of their mind."
Fight. Fight, man. I know it's getting hard. I know it feels like you're losing. And the overwhelming fear of failure is creeping up on you. But you must remember one thing. You've been here before. You fought much tougher battles than this. And yet here you are, still standing. All the odds were against you, but it didn't matter. You found the fighting spirit within you to keep going no matter what. Nothing can beat that. Nothing.
It takes effort, because nature doesn't want to change. It just wants to keep going in that same path that it's been going on. Your nature, my nature, doesn't want to change. It would rather just kind of conserve energy and just continue doing what it's doing. What we would rather continue doing what we're doing. Just that easy path, let things stay the same, just keep doing what we're doing. That's what we have to fight against. Because if we don't take action, if you don't take action, then nothing's going to change.
When the anxious mind consumes you, do everything you possibly can to stick to the to-do list. When life becomes more overwhelming than ever, even the smallest tasks feel like the largest mountain to climb. But care for yourself by maintaining that baseline. I've been keeping my promises for a very long time, and I'm still not immune to feeling like keeping them another day is daunting. But that said, when I feel like I've lost something, the last thing I want to do in response to that is lose myself.
You have lost friends during the process of the climb. I don't think it is something that you should lament or be upset about. I think that it is a sign of growth, because a lot of people say, "Hey, you've changed." And the only natural response that I can have to that is, if you grow, you change. Some people, most people, don't like change, especially if they themselves have not grown or changed, and or if they have grown in a different direction from you. And it is natural for us to not want to continue relationships with people that have grown or have values that are too far in contrast to our own. I would be far more sad that I had not realized my potential or what I hoped to accomplish in my life in exchange for relationships that I sacrificed my dreams in order to maintain.
For what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early.
To be whoever you want to be, there's no time limit. Start whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or the worst of it. I hope you make the best of it. I hope you see things that startle you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people with a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength. Start all over again.
Loss and regret. Two things that touch all of us sooner or later. They come into our lives like uninvited guests, leaving us breathless and broken. Maybe it's the loss of someone you love deeply. Maybe it's the regret of something you didn't do. The words you didn't say. The chances you didn't take. Whatever it is, it lingers. It hangs over you, heavy and unrelenting, like a shadow you can't escape. You try to move on, to push it to the back of your mind. But it's always there. A memory of what if? A feeling you can't quite put into words. And it's tempting, isn't it? To let it consume you. To let it define you. To tell yourself, this is it. This is who I am now. A person marked by loss. A person drowning in regret. But let me tell you something. Loss and regret don't have to define you. They can shape you, yes, but they don't have to break you. And as long as you're still here, as long as you're still breathing, there's a way forward. You see, loss and regret are a part of life. They're inescapable. No one gets through this life untouched by them. But here's the thing. It's not the loss or the regret that destroys us. It's how we respond to them. It's whether we let them become our story or whether we choose to write a new one. Let's talk about loss. When you lose someone or something that mattered to you, it feels like the world has shifted beneath your feet. Like nothing will ever be the same again. And the truth is, it won't be. Loss changes you. It leaves a mark. But that mark, it's not a scar. It's a testament.
You need to understand that for 90% of the journey, you will not see the port. But you can trust that if you do the right actions, you'll eventually get there. And it's the same thing with life. You must understand that most of the time you won't see the fruit of your labor for an extended period of time. But then, once you hit the 99%, you begin to see the port of destination, the port of arrival. And then you catch the second wind to maximize on the momentum. For 99% of the journey, where most of you guys are at right now, you will not see the port of destination, but you must trust it.
But what if things work out? And everything turns out better than you imagined. What if things change? Life has a funny way of unfolding sometimes. So don't give up. Wake up every single day knowing that you're one step away from success. Anything is possible if you're willing to work for it. Just stick with it a little longer. What do you have to lose?
Study yourself. Make yourself better. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Learn from it. Don't change who you are to become somebody else. Think about the time that you spend in your life trying to be somebody you're not. If you put that time and effort and energy into being who you were and who you are, how much farther along would you be in life?
6 months,
You got 6 months left in the year. Why don't you take those 6 months and donate that time to your future self? Why don't you commit to something that you're going to thank yourself for doing 6 months from today? Because when January 1st rolls around, you can either be 6 months closer to your goals, or you can be exactly where you are right now, if not a little further away. You can either get to January 1st and be so pissed off about what you did the previous 6 months that you feel like you have to change your whole personality with a whole list of resolutions, or you can get to January 1st and have things be going so well that you feel like you don't have to change anything at all.
Consistency compounds. When consistency compounds, you get a good life. Many times people want to rush. They want to accelerate the journey, but they don't understand that the journey is lifelong. There is no end goal. There is no end destination. You are in this journey from the moment you were born until you die. So today is just another what? Brick that you're laying to build your ideal house.
What's that deep-rooted reason? So when fear shows up, when failure shows up, when haters show up, when the numbers ain't going right show up, what's going to keep you committed? What's going to keep you consistent? You've been consistent in a lot of stuff in life. Are you trying to say that you can't be consistent at something that you love? You can't be consistent at...
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
At your dreams, you can't be consistent at something that means the world to you. You've been consistent at the wrong things. You've been consistent at pleasing people. You've been consistent at working for somebody else. And you're telling me you can't bring that same energy to what you called to do? Come on.
I'm going to tell you this, bro. There is no getting out of the word. There's no shortcuts. There is no easy route. And there is no quick fix to becoming the greatest version of yourself. The longer that you avoid the hard work, the more comfortable you get in life. Is stay comfortable in the depression, stay comfortable in the situation that you're in right now. Because when you're comfortable, you lose motivation, you lose focus, you lose sight of your goals, you lose sight of where you want to be at in life.
You have the ability to make those changes. There is no difference between you and successful people. The difference is what they do. Your life is created by what you do, your daily habits. Your daily habits determine what your life is going to look like. Who you surround yourself with determines what your life is going to look like.
If tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today? Forget everything else. Forget everything else. Forget that there was any sunlight left. What would you spend today? Think about it. We get one opportunity in life. One chance in life. To do whatever you're going to do. To lay your foundation, to make whatever home you want to make. Whatever legacy you're going to leave. Leave your legacy. And it's found through effort. With the rules that's going to die with us. The effort, nobody can judge effort. A standard is between you and you. Everybody got nothing to do with nobody else.
Pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Go for the discipline because it weighs ounces. The regret weighs tons.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. And if you accept the fact that you may never feel ready, and you may never feel motivated, and you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward as you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage.
You think that everything the mind tells you, I need to follow, that means freedom. No. For us, it's the other way around. To learn and not follow what the mind tells you. This is the first step towards freedom.
You have to constantly rewrite your book every day of your life. These are conversations I have with myself. And I say it everywhere I go.
the most important conversation when you have with yourself. You live with it every single day, but most of our conversations are not the right ones. They're not the ones that are going to push us to the place we need to go. They're the ones that are going to keep us sitting in that toxic environment that you've helped create and everybody else helped create, and you just live in it. And that conversation just plays in your head. That becomes you.
Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue is going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there, you can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? I'm like crazy. That's why you got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
Are you interested in achieving these goals? Or are you committed? And that question transformed my life. If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with and reasons why you can't. But if you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. You'll let go of your stories. You'll let go of your excuses. You'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself. And you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
You have to travel light if you want to go high. You've got to give up to go up. That's what this law is all about. Less is more. This law teaches us that there is no reward without paying a price. Pay now, play later. If you play now, you'll pay later. What he taught me was invaluable. That was the root of the law of sacrifice. If you give up, you could certainly go up.
And life is giving you a new opportunity. Sometimes it's good to take it. And when this lifetime takes something from you, you need to learn to let go.
So you need to foster the belief in what you are dreaming so that it becomes a reality, which is very different than saying, I don't expect anybody to believe it until I see it. You need people to believe it before they can see it.
Your imagination is there. Don't you remember when you were a child? You believed everything that you thought. You believed everything that your imagination could draw up. But then people told you to be realistic. People told you to come back to reality. People told you what you can and cannot do. And as a young, innocent child, that you can only do so much. It's time to stop believing those lies.
You wake up every single morning and you have a choice. You can choose to do the thing that you did yesterday that got you closer to your goal, or you can choose to do something else. That's your choice. So if you're asking me how to stay consistent, you just have to choose to do the thing you did yesterday that got you closer to your goals. The reason you don't stay consistent is because you make the wrong choice. There's no hack. There's no secret. There's no motivational video that's going to make it so you make the right choice.
When you have nothing left, and you feel like emptiness is the only thing that you know, it's very easy to fall into hopelessness. But have you ever thought that maybe you have to be emptied of what was so that you can be refilled with what's to be? Maybe this emptiness is what you've been asking for in its infancy. So maybe you're empty on purpose.
Find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial.
The less you challenge yourself, the less you grow. You can't run from discomfort because you think you can't overcome it. Put yourself in situations that force you to improve, build new habits, and destroy the bad ones. In order to feel fulfilled in this life, you always need a dragon to slay. So set a goal.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music.
Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Choose your own adventure and embrace the challenge.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you if you let them. When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
You see, what stands between us and achieving even our most ambitious dreams has far less to do with possessing some magical skill or talent, and far more to do with how we approach problems and make decisions to solve them.
You're living on frequencies. Now, when you think of something, what you've done is you've flipped your brain onto a higher frequency. The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you could get it. What you have to do is raise your level of consciousness to that frequency, and then you will attract whatever's on that frequency, all the good you need to manifest the idea. Any idea that's held in the mind, that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, so it could be better, good, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. It starts to move into form.
The way that I see it, given that we don't know the future, given that much of our motivations are invisible to us, we're not a crystal pond that we can see into, you have to have some form of delusion about what's going to happen in the future. You're trying your best to see the way that it's going to be, but given that the glass could be half empty or half full, why not have a delusion that's going to be useful to you, one of hope, even in the faith and the understanding that things might be difficult and that there's going to be obstacles?
Even when I do not feel like doing something, to do it. That my brain doesn't dictate how. My brain does not get to choose. My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time. I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you anything at the price of labor." And that is true. So what you have to do is, if you want something, you have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success. And you have to increase your probabilities by increasing your skill set.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you got to get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you got to do, get it done.
All heard it. It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to.
You have to understand you are on your own unique journey, and your truth is going to be unique to you. So as you go down that journey of trying to be authentically who you were made to be and find your truth, there's going to be so many people that do not agree or do not align with that path.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it. You've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
You may have a lack of confidence because you just haven't been showing up for yourself. Your words have no meaning. We don't have to stay in the past. We don't even have to go too far into the future. In our mind, we come back to this present moment. We say, you know what? My presence is perfection and my presence has purpose. And yeah, I haven't been showing up for myself. Yeah, there's been a lack of accountability. But you know what? I have another step. I have another breath. And in this next step and then this next breath, I make change.
The quote goes like this. One day, day one. One day, or day one.
How do you know what you're used to is better than the life that's to come? When life starts changing, when life starts moving, when things start evolving, when people start changing, when you start growing, oftentimes if we've had a set of great experiences in our past, when it says, how do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come? And so when you think about the life that's to come, new normal, right? A transition, having to pivot, having to make different decisions, having to make a new career choice, having to close the door in a chapter on another career. How do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come, right? Embrace it. It goes together. One is glorious, one is wretched, right? It goes together, man.
And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path. It's a position that you want to actually be in, because once you push through this time of extreme stress, pressure, and anxiety, on the other side is the promised land that you've been looking for.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but the better one than you are right now.
I have got to decide what it is that you want the future to look like. And the more specific and the more clear you are, the more likely it's going to happen. The more you understand of what that moment is that you're trying to create and why you're trying to create it, and then you now can build the plan and the strategy to get there. Now you look at that end and the result and what you want it to be and how you're going to feel and what it's going to mean to you, and you just keep visualizing yourself there the entire step of the way. The entire step of the way. And it is going to eventually reveal itself, all the things that you need to do in order to get there. Self-confidence is self-trust. And it's self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So the way we begin to build our self-confidence up is we start setting promises up with ourselves that we keep. You need to begin to make promises to yourself. Set up the game early where you can keep them. Stack that stuff and create momentum. And what happens is you will begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly, our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. But life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us. Which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice.
Do you want to play with a finite mindset? Or do you want to play with an infinite mindset? To play with a finite mindset means waking up every day and say, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be better than everybody else. And when you die, you take none of it with you. Or we can choose to live our lives with an infinite mindset, which means I'm going to leave this world in better shape than I found it. It means I'm going to devote my life to see that those around me rise. And we know that we're living with an infinite mindset because our obsession is seeing that we have an impact on the lives of the people around us.
You are going to pay a price. Now, whether you pay that price now or whether you pay that price later, that price is going to be paid. Paying the price now means doing what you need to do right now to build that version of yourself that's going to create the life that you desire in the future. And there's a reward for paying that price up front. And then there's people who choose to pay it later. Those are people who say, I'm in my 20s. My 20s should be spent having fun. And those people pay a price, but they pay it later. Right now, they're having fun. Right now, they're carefree, but they're destroying their future. And by the time they get to be 35 or 40 or 50 years old, they're going to be pinned into an existence that they cannot tolerate.
But I have good news. Nothing hard lasts forever. There's only three things that can happen. You either quit, it gets easier, or you get better. So no matter what, it always ends. You only lose when you quit before you see it all the way through. And I think that's incredibly encouraging. So no matter how hard whatever it is that you're doing is, but no matter how hard it is, you either quit, it gets easier because something changes externally, or you get harder. Something changes internally. But no matter what, it will end. Think about it like you're mining for gold, right? You're chiseling away underground and you've got this pile of gold. You don't know how far away it is, but it's underground and you're digging towards it. This difficulty of swinging the pickaxe can end when one, you walk out of the mine and say, the second is that all of a sudden you hit a soft patch and then you're like, oh my God, I'm digging so much faster now. This is great. And then you get to the gold. Or you just start swinging the axe harder because you get more muscled, you get more efficient with your movements, and you just keep chiseling away, even if it goes from dirt to rock. You just keep chiseling away at a slower pace, but you eventually break through and get there. But in all three of those scenarios, hard doesn't last forever.
For those of you out there going through tough times right now, facing adversity and some uncertainty in your life, I just want to remind you that you've had big goals, you've had big dreams, you've had big ambitions, and when God or the universe, whoever your higher power is about to set you up to achieve and receive those big goals, dreams, and ambitions that you've set yourself up for, he's got to first test you. He's got to first put you up against adversity. Adversity is the resistance that you build your mental and emotional and gratitude muscles against, right? We go to the gym, you work out, you build your physical muscles. Don't forget that we have to build our mental, emotional, and gratitude muscles so that when we receive the blessings, when we receive the good things that are to come, that you can appreciate them better. So the adversity you're experiencing now, there's a reason behind it. Keep pushing through. And you will receive the benefits, but it's never on your timeline.
You know what's the worst thing for your heart and your mind is when you fail, when you get rejected, when you fall, is to complain about it. Because now what you did is you just gave complaining life. And it's funny, when you give complaining life, what does it do? It attracts other individuals that complain.
Find meaning in the struggle, and the struggle will become meaningful. Find meaning in the challenge, and you'll start to become grateful for the challenges that arise in your life. And what's the meaning? The meaning is to develop you into the best version of yourself. The meaning is for you to grow and evolve. Find that meaning in everything that you go through. And it's not always going to make sense to you on why you're going through this certain thing. Finding meaning does not mean making sense of it. So often when we try to make sense of everything that happens to us, we create more resistance, more frustration. Embrace it and find meaning in it. So I'm going to embrace what this is. But I'm open to learning. I'm open to the growth.
I'm open to the shifts that can come from this. And I'm gonna assign meaning to the situation as an opportunity for me to develop.
People want their life to be free of struggle and conflict. They want a smooth path in front of them. When you face adversity or things aren't going quite well, you have to reassess who you are. You have to reassess your opinions. You have to say, maybe I'm not doing this the right way. Maybe my patterns of responding in the past aren't working out. Maybe there's something wrong with me. How can I learn from this moment? How can I get past this particular obstacle? If you never have failure, if you never have conflict, you are never going to develop yourself in life. So conflict is something you must welcome as a test and a challenge and a way to strengthen yourself up, because life is harsh, life is difficult. And if you're not tough in this world, you're going to have a life of pain.
Comfort zone is killing you, and it is painful to watch. And it's not even a big dramatic battle that you're losing, but a slow, silent, unnoticed death of your potential. And in some ways, that's even more sad. It's like watching someone blow out a candle for the final time. No explosion, just darkness. Every time you hit snooze, every time you break a promise to yourself, every time you choose comfort over discipline, another piece of you fades. Until one day, there is nothing left. No fire, no drive, just the sour aftertaste of regret and bitterness. But here's the thing, you're not dead yet. The flame is not out. You've still got fight left in you. And guess what? There is nothing better than a comeback story. Start now. Small steps every day. I promise you, as soon as you gain some momentum, it will get easier. Hell, it will become fun. Just promise me you will not let the flame go out.
This is the idea that most people walk down this path that isn't really theirs. They're handed this default path, this default definition of success, these default settings of meaning, and accept them as their own and march blindly down that path. And they wake up at 50 years and maybe wonder what the hell they just did with their one life that they got a shot at. You are the hero in your hero's journey. That is not a grandiose statement. That is true. You get one shot at all of this. So engage in something that matters to you.
I like it when the water is warm in the shower, but I built the muscle that allows me to turn it this way to make it cold, to build that muscle of doing the hard thing. I never want to go for the run. I like how I feel after. I have to force myself to do it. I have to push myself to do it. And I built the muscle that not just pushes myself to do it, but also pushes myself while I'm doing it to go further or to go faster. And it's that same muscle that I draw on when I find my attention wandering. You build this muscle, this discipline inside you that you can draw on. The Stoics would call this the command of oneself. Seneca says, no one is fit to rule who is not first master of themselves. The greatest empire is command of ourselves.
Confidence is not something you could fake. Arrogance is faked. It's people pretending to be somebody they're not or better than they are because they know they haven't done the reps. See, confident people don't have to walk around telling you they're ready because they look ready. You can just tell they're ready because they've actually gone through the reps and they truly are. Life is the same way as the battlefield. Challenges are coming. And if I do the reps, if I do the hard work before I get to those challenges, I'm going to be confident. And I'm going to be ready for those challenges. Now, I'm not going to go out and actually look for hard things to do. I'm going to try to do what I want to do and meet my goals, but it doesn't have to be harder just to make it feel like I've done more. But if they come, I want to be ready. And I get ready and I gain that confidence by doing the hard work when nobody else is willing to. By doing the hard work after hours, by getting up every single day knowing that if I go through the motions and the reps and the rehearsals, I can be ready and confident when challenges happen. When you do them now and you gain that confidence, that success is going to continue to grow. Go out every single day knowing you're ready for the fight or you're ready for the challenge because you've done the reps and you have the confidence, and let life bring it because you know you're gonna win.
We're not able to fake the most powerful weapon in the world. We walk around with it. It's our mind, it's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we're even born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
It says in that manual, it says, other than death, all failure is psychological. Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. Just think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will.
The biggest trophy that I ever got in my entire life was me, was really figuring out me. It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about being accepted by your peers and everybody else. It's about figuring out who I am and being happy with who the I am. Even though I'm going to be judged for all these things.
Nobody understands you, because how could they? If you spend your whole life trying to be like nobody else, work harder than the average person, care more than anybody else would, what makes you think they'll understand? What you're looking for is rare, and same goes for me. It might sound like bad news that this understanding you're looking for isn't easy to come by, but that's exactly why you want it. You know you could have the run-of-the-mill life that's easy to get, but it's not fulfilling. So recognize that more value requires more responsibility, and that responsibility is genuinely something to cherish.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.